morning. You're listening to the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. Kinder Morgan is the biggest supplier and transporter of carbon dioxide in North America, delivering approximately 1.3 billion cubic feet of CO2 per day through about 1,300 miles of pipelines. Much of the CO2 the company produces comes from wells in southwest Colorado, from a formation known as the McElmo Dome, one of the largest known CO2 supplies in the United States, containing more than 10 trillion cubic feet of the gas. The impact of Kinder Morgan's operations in our area are significant, both in terms of activities related to exploration and drilling operations, but also in terms of donations to local organizations and contributions to the Montezuma County tax base. Joining me by phone this morning is Jim Wirth. He's the president of CO2 operations for Kinder Morgan. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for doing this interview with us. Can you give us an overview of Kinder Morgan's operations in the Four Corners area?
Yeah, predominantly from the CO2 standpoint, we've had, between Shell, our predecessor, and us, we've had operations up there for over 30 years. As you mentioned, this is the premier source of CO2, and I would add not just in the United States, in the world. It's a phenomenal reservoir, not only the size, but the amount of pressure that is there compared to other reservoirs throughout the world. Shell initiated this over 30 years ago. We've continued on. We've expanded. We've almost doubled the size of what Shell had done since we took over in 2000. And, obviously, we produce today about 1.2 BCF a day between McElmo Dome and Doe Canyon. Doe Canyon is farther north up in Dolores County. It's about 200 million cubic feet a day out of Doe Canyon and about a billion cubic feet a day out of the McElmo Dome. The CO2 is shipped down through a 500-mile pipeline, 30-inch pipeline, down to the Permian Basin, where it's used for tertiary recovery. And, for those not familiar, what does that mean? In a typical oil well or oil field, when you find one, you have primary production, and the pressure, the natural pressure of the reservoir helps push oil to the surface. But with that process, you only get about 10, maybe 15% of the oil in place. The next thing people do is secondary, which is usually with water, because water is cheap. They inject water, pressure up the reservoir, and that helps move some of the oil again to the wells to be produced. But even in that fashion, you only get another 20, 30, maybe 40%. So at that point in time, you still have about 50% of the oil still in place. CO2 is what we call tertiary recovery. When it's injected under pressure, it works almost like a paint thinner. For example, if you were painting your house with a oil-based paint, if you try to wash the brush at the end with water, you'll get a few clumps of the paint out, but you won't get it all. You use paint thinner, and that helps swell the paint and reduces the viscosity, so it'll come off the brush. That's the same thing that CO2 will do down in the reservoir. It actually swells the oil and reduces the viscosity so it can move through the reservoir a little easier. And with that, we can get another 10 to 20% of the oil in place. So there's a large demand, obviously, for CO2. There has been for many years. We're trying to continue to meet the growing demand. We've, over the last few years, back in 2007 and 8, we expanded Goodman Point in McElmo Dome area. That added another 200 million cubic feet a day. We also at that time went into Doe Canyon, which was about 100 million cubic feet a day. We've since expanded Doe Canyon just recently, last year, and it's up over 200 million cubic feet a day. We are expanding in the McElmo Dome area. Currently, we've another $340 million project in what we call Cow Canyon, which will provide another 200 million cubic feet a day. So a lot of activity is going on in order to provide additional CO2 to the market.
So, Jim, can you walk us through what happens? Let's go back to the exploration phase, because there is some activity related to exploration, finding out where to drill CO2 wells. And then walk us through not just the exploration, but what happens when a CO2 well is drilled and hooked up to a pipeline?
Okay. Well, going way back, this field was so prolific, the people who selected the well sites was the facility engineer. Whatever was most convenient, where to put the facilities, because it was so prolific that anywhere you drilled, you'd hit CO2 in great quantities under high pressure. Over time, obviously, it's like any old, this is very similar to any natural gas field. Over time, the pressure does drop down. And so we have to be a little more scientific of where we put the wells. We look for faults, you know, what's blocking it. Is there fractures and so forth down there, natural fractures that we need to stay away from, or what do we need to do? So more and more it's being done by our subsurface geologists, reservoir engineers, deciding where to place a well. Obviously, if you're from the area up there, you know over the last couple of years we've been doing a lot of seismic activity, and the help this does is it's really helped reduce our footprint. I know a lot of people may be concerned what we're doing, but listen, we're doing this even in the Forest Service. I would tend to say that if we weren't doing our job correctly and in a very environmental friendly way, there's no way we would be on the U.S. Forest Service area working there. What it does is it really reduces our footprint. The seismic is so advanced in today's world, we literally can see some of the porosity down. And these wells are 8,000 feet deep. We can actually see the porosity, and we know which direction to move our wells. A lot of times we'll go down with a vertical well and then kick it out into a lateral, and we can actually move it right into where that porosity area is, and so we get a lot more volume out of a well. So we've reduced our well count. What we, for example, up in Doe Canyon, we expected to drill several wells, and we cut that almost in half because of what we were able to do with the seismic. So it's a very important part of what we do, so we can reduce the number of wells we have to drill, keep our footprint as small as we can. Particularly, McElmo Dome, the majority of that is either BLM or Canyon of the Ancients Monument. So we want to maintain as small of a footprint as we can.
So after a drilling operation is over, Jim, what kinds of remediation or reclamation is Kinder Morgan responsible for?
Well, here's one of the things we do, and I will say we're held up by the Colorado Oil and Gas Commission as kind of the gold standard, because one of the things we've started doing over the last few years is we'll go in and we select a drill site. When we go in, we actually put a pad down over the entire drill site, so anything that is dropped or if there was anything that might be spilled, it doesn't touch the ground. It actually has a mat. We even put the drilling rig right on the mat. And typically in that, because of the amount of equipment and the equipment and supplies we need, we'll have a 3 to 4 acre area of which we'll use when we're drilling. When we are done drilling and the well is hooked up, we actually come back in and we reclaim the land. We put it back into the same contour it was. We plant. Typically, we'll either with the BLM, we'll get with them and find out what they want us to plant. If we're using a private location, we ask the landowner what they want planted in there. So we try to plant back what was there or whatever they want in the way of, if it's a farmer, they may want certain types of crops planted. We will actually take that down, so when the well is done, we only have maybe not even an acre, which is then we basically fence that off or try and keep it secluded so it's not in the way of anything. And then later on, if that well were to stop producing and we were done with it, we would actually go in and plug and abandon the well at that time and then reclaim the whole land.
All right. You're listening to the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. Stay with us. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue talking with Jim Wirth, president of CO2 operations for Kinder Morgan. We're back. This is the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, I'm talking with Jim Wirth. He's the president of CO2 operations for Kinder Morgan, and we're talking about their operations here in the Four Corners area and particularly in southwest Colorado. Jim, you know, one thing that I learned recently that surprised me was that Kinder Morgan pays almost half of the property taxes here in Montezuma County in southwest Colorado. Why is that?
Well, obviously, you know, the property that we're operating in around McElmo Dome and up in Dolores County with the Doe Canyon, you know, there's a value that's being produced there, and the county taxes us for the value that we put extract out of the ground, and so we annually, I think this last year we paid close to $20 million. In property taxes between Montezuma and Dolores County, the majority of that being down in Montezuma County because that's where most of the operations are. To give you an idea of what, you know, going forward, I mentioned to you that we're expanding at McElmo Dome and we are putting in a new facility, which is called Cow Canyon, and will produce about another 200 million cubic feet a day. That'll add another about $2 million to the tax basis that the taxes that we will pay to the county of Montezuma. So, yes, there is a large benefit from a tax standpoint. Tom, I think also the other thing, you know, we employ 60 people in Cortez. We have another almost 20 over in Durango and an office there that supports the technical support a lot for the McElmo Dome and Doe Canyon areas. I would venture to say, you know, for the most part, these are highly sought-after jobs. They're very secure. Like I said, we've been there 30 years. We hope we're there another 30 years plus. And so they're very, very good jobs, well-paid, some very technical, some not so technical, but all of them very, very well-paid. And in addition to our direct employees, obviously, with some of the expansions we're doing, I know out at one area in McElmo Dome, we're putting in a booster compression at the Yellow Jacket area. We're employing there over 200 contractors on a daily basis. And I might mention one of the things I want to kind of tip our own hat for my crew up there is they just worked over 1 million man hours without any incident, any safety incidents at all. And that's just phenomenal for that kind of a group, that number of people working with that kind of equipment and that environment. And what was interesting is I'd been up there a few months back, and they had gotten up to 900 and some thousand hours and had a small accident where someone had to have a couple of stitches, I think. And they were really upset that they didn't make it, and they went right back to it. Our goal is target zero, and they've gone back to it and now have exceeded 1 million man hours without any incidents. So, you know, we take a lot of pride in being up there and running a very smooth and efficient and safe and environmentally safe operations.
You know, besides the tax contributions and, of course, the employment that you've been talking about, I know Kinder Morgan also does some contributions to local schools, for instance. I know that there was recently a computer donation to one of our local elementary schools. Can you talk a little bit more about what Kinder Morgan does to support the community here?
Well, there's a lot of things. I mean, you know, we meet the needs. We've given quite a few donations to the Mesa Verde Foundation also. We obviously, because of concerns with our operations, we want to ensure we have the right support if we are ever to have a major incident at all, which we hope not. So we also donate money also to the fire departments in that area, as well as all along our Cortez pipeline. We've done other things. You know, there's a Goodman Point Water District project. We didn't have any direct benefit from it, but there was people, residents around us that didn't have the potable water. We went ahead and joined the tax district, and we paid probably 97% of the overall project through property tax levies. And those are some of the things. When we're actually out there drilling or setting up a drilling location or going into a new area to put a facility, we provide all the, in effect, a lot of help on the road maintenance. We will, if the county can't get out there, we will grade it ourselves or remove the snow. We also provide mag chloride all the time to, for dust control. We provide that all to the county. They apply it typically, but we try and maintain the roads as best as we can also. So a lot of things we try to do to ease the pain of us being there. Listen, I know, you know, the majority of the people, I think, are really happy that we're there. We provide a lot of opportunities for employment. We provide a lot of tax bases. But listen, it is your backyard also, and we want to make sure we're welcome there and that we're part of that.
Well, Jim, thanks so much for joining me this morning and talking about Kinder Morgan's operations here in Southwest Colorado. I really appreciate it.
No problem. I sure appreciate it, Tom.
You've been listening to the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, my guest was Jim Wirth, president of CO2 operations for Kinder Morgan.